Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's our guy. He's Chris Rose and the NFL Network. And he joins us now. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Christopher.
Good morning, guys.
Kind of a bad intro on that one. I apologize.
That's okay. It's okay. Yep. It's all right. Can I make anybody anything? I'm making Brady some breakfast.
Oh, nice. What are we having?
Same thing as always, guys. It's the same thing as always.
Oatmeal?
Two scrambled, two pieces of turkey bacon, an apple, and anything else? Oh, yeah, we're doing a bagel, I suppose.
Nice. All right, good job. So Kevin Stefanski throws himself under the bus. I have to be better. I'm sick to my stomach and everything else. Did he need to do that, Chris? Was it that bad? Or did it just not work?
Yeah, I think that the only thing I was, monumentally disappointed in was the last two drives offensively. You know, I mean, I thought they played a, great game offensively against a defense that's been really good, obviously vulnerable against the run, and that worked out great. We ran for, 230 yards or whatever. The last two drives were troubling, only because if you're going to beat a good team, you have to be able to, A, either close it out with a lead, or B, put yourself in a better position than a Hail Mary from 55 yards away. You know, that's where it is. But that's more than just on the head coach, But we talked about this earlier in the year. You only get so many opportunities to win a game. We had one in Kansas City at the end, and Baker threw the interception. And then this one, we just that was as deplorable a 90-second drive as you'll have. So that was disappointing.
Chris, two things. One, I just want to let you know there, and you probably already know this, William Shatner's being lifted off the planet here in about 5 minutes, so I may interrupt you just so you know that. And then the other part of this
He's
is
he's been freaking out. Chris.
Oh no, I'm excited about it. Did you get to go over to the game?
I did not. My family did. My entire family. It's just my show starts at 7:30 Eastern, so it's pretty much right after the game. And I can't exactly just kind of stroll in and be like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
Now, hey, hand me my scripts.
Could I have gone over for a quarter? Yeah, I'm kind of a creature of habit when it comes to the shows, but Michelle took our youngest son. My two brothers went. One flew in from New York for the game, so it was a big deal. Nice. Big deal, it was a bummer with the result. That's all.
Did they say it felt like a home game at all? Browns fans seem pretty loud on TV. I just haven't really talked to anybody who's went to the game.
So, I did talk to Matt Money Smith and Daniel Jeremiah, both of whom I work with at NFL Network. They're the radio voices of the Chargers.
Yeah, we had Money on.
So I asked him.
He's good.
And I said how was the crowd? He goes, actually, it was the most Charger fans we've had yet because they played the Cowboys, who we know are universally loved. And the Raiders, who still have a tremendous following in Los Angeles. I said, what was the split? He goes, about 60-40 Chargers fans. I was like, man, that must suck for the Chargers every week playing a road game. That's got to wear on you a little bit.
Chris, what does it say? And you said you only get so many chances to win a ball game. And here you have Kansas City, who, boy, that would have been a great win. And here you have a really good Charger team, and that would have been a great win. And they weren't able to finish them off after really, winning those games through three quarters anyway. What can we take from that?
Well, I would like to see us, win a 2-minute drive at some point against a team better than Cincinnati. Although a 2-minute win against Cincinnati right now, I think would be impressive. 2-minute win against Cincinnati a year ago, not as big a deal. And that's the thing is that, I know people are like, all those idiots who are talking about Baker. Well, this is are those moments. I think the thing we have to be careful of is, did Baker play well enough to win a game? Did the offense? Absolutely. But you also can't dismiss the last two drives. Because if so, then you're taking away the most crucial component of a quarterback, the ability to win. And people say, well, he did that three drives ago. Okay, but things changed. Like, the Chargers came down and scored, missed the extra point. Then we had a one-point lead. I have no idea why we ran. Actually, Daniel Jeremiah thinks that he went and studied the tape. He's not sure, but he thinks that Baker checked out of a pass and into a run because of the way that the Chargers' defense was aligned on third down. Mm. And we could ask, you know, the media could ask Baker or Stefanski. They may or may not get the truthful answer there. But who knows? I think we were all universally disappointed when on third and 10, he ran, right?
Yes.
You're like, well, hold, you know, come on, guys. We've got to get a few first downs. We can't give the ball back to a team that's steamrolling our defense. And then the last drive, the first three plays, we got 12 yards and didn't stop the clock. That's, you know, yes. Was Baker good enough to win a game? Was the offense good enough to win a game? Yes. Did we have an opportunity to win it with a better two-minute drive? Possibly. I mean, we didn't have any timeouts. You still got to go the length of the field, 90 seconds. But the top quarterbacks in the league are going to get you in a better position. For whatever reason, we chose to run three plays that didn't stop the clock for 45 seconds and gain 12 yards. It's not good enough with the way this team is stacked talent-wise.
Chris, I couldn't believe that Kevin Stefanski said after the game they were playing for the Hail Mary with that much time on the clock.
I can't believe that one either. And I know we're down to technically our fourth and fifth string tackles, right, with Hubbard out the year and then missing both Wills and Conklin. I get all of that. But who cares? Like, it's the end of the game. Are you playing for I don't get it. You're trying to win the game, so you have to throw the ball downfield. You just have to. It makes zero sense.
Which brings us to Odell Beckham. Some reports out there, Mike Florio talking about you should trade this guy. What you just said, in that situation, you have a guy who is produced at a high level. You also have Donovan Peoples-Jones. It screamed for wide receivers. Does Kevin have an aversion to them? I only ask that because Andy and I were talking earlier. It almost seems like they've just downplayed, neutralized the idea of wide receivers in this offense because they use the tight ends very well, but really use those running backs, Chris. I'm kind of curious what the deep thinking is on this. Any idea?
No, I mean, if you go back and you look at the stats of Diggs and Thielen.
It's funny, we talked about that too. Yeah.
Last year in Minnesota, the catch numbers are not huge, but the productivity is still really good.
Yeah.
I think what he sees here is a significantly better offensive line than he had in Minnesota. Instead of just Dalvin Cook, he's got two of the top six running backs in the league, right, on one team. And I think that he just says the best way for us to win is to pound it, to get a substantial enough lead to where the other team isn't going to catch up against us. I really think that that's it.
And Chris, although I agree with that, and I think you agree with that, there are times you have to throw the ball. And you just laid it out. You know, you might have all these guys, but you needed to throw to your wide receivers there. You needed to incorporate them. And that's the only thing, you know, I think, okay, second-year head coach, quarterback who's still – evolving, let's put it that way, and hopefully they figure it out, because you had two really good teams down. You know, you could be 5-0 right now. Really?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And but not.
Yeah, but not.
You know, I mean, that's all it comes down to. Now, with Odell, I don't think – I'd be shocked if he was still here next year. No more guaranteed money.
Yeah. Me too.
It's not going to happen. There's better ways to allocate the funds. I worked with Andrew Hawkins, a former Brown, the other night, and I asked him, I said, is there any way that they get rid of him before the deadline? He says, I don't think so, because there's nobody that they're begging to get on the field that's better than Odell right now, right? And it's like, You've already paid him the money. So what's the point? You know, it would it really be worth it to get a fourth round pick right now for him? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I
really
think.
Don't.
Yeah. And nobody's so going to give you a first or a second right now.
No,
that's not happening.
No way. No way. Not with the way the young receivers are coming into this league and have been tearing it up the last few years that you can get on cheap deals. That just doesn't make any sense for other teams. What I would say is this. I would wait until Jarvis is healthy, and I would doubt it's this week, although he's eligible to come off the injured list. And I say, people say, well, hold on. We got to see that the first six games last year, and it wasn't great. Well, I think everybody kind of evolved with the Stefanski offense in the second half of the season. Was it in part because OBJ wasn't there or not? I don't know. But I would like to see Jarvis, OBJ, and Baker all try and work together on an offense that would be humming along, because we haven't seen that yet. And that's the thing I want to wait on in terms of judging things.
Agreed completely. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.
Enjoy breakfast.
Always.
Chris Rose making breakfast and joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.